meetings that were tremendous time wasters. Nobody knew why they were actually having the meeting, and that nobody knew what the meeting was accomplished via Zoom or Microsoft groups or Facebook group. I mean, everybody's getting into the group sharing space game now.
Hi, this is Lance Treadwell from Albany, New York. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA.
Perfect.
Wave Farms WGXC needs your financial support. In these extraordinary and unprecedented times, we know there are many worthy organizations in need. We hope that you consider Wave Farm among them. If you value WGXC and want to keep it a part of your daily life, we ask that you make a tax-deductible contribution to keep local and adventurous content freely available on the Upper Hudson Valley radio dial. Please visit WGXC.org, click donate, and become a monthly sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. Thank you so much for keeping independent voices and sounds on your radio dial. WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and international residency center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dusk until dawn. Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Shea Masterson of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes?
Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu, up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to the 39th episode of Everything All the Time. You're listening to WGXC. I am the host of this fine program. My name is Rob Van Erve. I'm here every fourth Monday of the month. But you have tuned in to Radio for Open Ears, WGXC, Hudson, Accra, Catskill. Now, I owe you a song. The August song on the Calendar Girl album by Julie London, and it's coming right up. For the rest, this program is dedicated to celebrate, let's say, the Postal Service of the United States. I have found many, many songs that can refer to that, and I'll play, I can't say all of them, but a lot of them. But, you know, first things first, here is Julie London with Time for August.
I belong to the Man of the Month Club, and here it is the end of July. It's just about time for August to come hot footin' it by. You can bet that I'm 12 times as happy as gals with only one man a year. And now is the time for August to put my heart in high gear, and he can do it, who you ought to see him. With that baby I'm here, your worries are over, smile, and when we kiss I know it won't be cold enough for winter for a long, long while. I belong to the Man of the Month Club, and this July was only so-so. Now that it's time for August, I've got 31 days to glow.
Time for August, Julie London. My monthly debt to my faithful listeners has now been settled. I'm up to date. And here's the good news for this program. I'm recording this on Sunday, which is yesterday. When you're listening to this, the program is one day old. I'm sorry about that. That's all I can do. However, the House on Saturday approved a $25 billion emergency funding bill for the U.S. Postal Service, which is urgently needed to stop the attempts by Trump to impede mail-in voting this fall. It would also block the operational changes deployed by the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy. That have caused widespread mail delays and fueled an uproar across the country. The bill passed 257-150, with 26 Republicans breaking with Trump and GOP leaders to finally join every Democrat in backing this bill. Now, we all know that it's not going to run like that in the Senate, but it is good news that there is some thought process actually still going on to the benefit of the people who actually live in this country. DeJoy, of course, has denied charges that he's undermining the nation's abilities to vote by mail, but that those cost-cutting measures that he's talking about, they've slowed the mail delivery. And this is just, I mean, I'm beyond myself that this can happen in a democracy. But I, you know, realistically, of course, with a president and the way he acts and who he puts in place in his administration, this is not really a democracy. This is something else currently. There's no name for this quite yet because it's not a banana republic quite yet. But I wouldn't be opposed to UN people coming looking over our shoulders to see how voting goes. It might be a good advice. You know what? I should not talk for a minute and play some music.
Got mail.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
Papaya, papaya.
And make believe it came from you.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better.
Papaya, papaya.
I'll close with love the way you do.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. So sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. Oh yeah. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah, gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah.
Top of my head, I'm gonna mail myself to you. I'm gonna tie me up with a red string. I'm gonna tie blue ribbon too. I'm gonna climb up in my mailbox. I'm gonna mail myself to you. I'm gonna wrap myself with paper. I'm gonna dot myself with glue. Stick some stamps on top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you. When you see me in your mailbox, cut the string and let me out. Wash the glue off of my finger. Stick some bubble gum in my mouth. I'm gonna wrap myself with paper. I'm gonna dot myself with glue. Stick some stamps on top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you. Take me out of my wrapping paper. Wash the stamps off of my head. Pour me full of nice warm bed. I'm gonna wrap myself with paper. I'm gonna dot myself with glue. Stick some stamps on top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Mail.
My soul on fire. That's why I know you're my.
Oh, that was a good start. Let's see what we've been listening to. You've heard Billy Williams with I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter from 1957. That record sold over 1 million copies and was awarded a gold disc. And his trademark hook for all those songs was always to shout, "Oh yeah!" at the end of the lyrics. I'm sure you caught that. Then after that, I'm Gonna Mail Myself to You, which is a Woody Guthrie classic, done by a man named David Hudspeth. And then after that, Love Letters in the Sand, popular song from 1931. That song was recorded by Gene Austin, Lee Morse, an American dance band, Ted Black and his orchestra, with a vocal refrain by Tom Brown. Pat Boone's version became a major hit in June and July of 1957, spending 5 weeks at number one, with 34 weeks in total on the chart. Billboard ranked it as the number two song for 1957. Yeah, that was nice. Then, of course, Stevie Wonder, signed, sealed, and delivered. Soul song by Stevie Wonder from 1970. It was a single on the Motown's Tamla label. 6 weeks at number one. Peaked at number three on the U.S. pop chart. Song was also released on the album, signed, sealed, and delivered. The song gave Wonder his sixth Grammy nomination, with the award that year going to Patches by Clarence Carter. Of course, we're all railing now against the process in place, put in place by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. The Joy. I like saying the Joy. And, you know, it's about, you know, sorting machines and mailboxes on street corners. But the old-fashioned guy that I am, I would like to go back a little bit to the days when the mail in bulk was delivered by different means.
Good morning, America. How are you? be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Face, it's a good old girl, got the day had a judgment day. I said I walked up close, and I said I looked down in her grave. I said the good old God got the day had a judgment day. You don't look like 10,000 people were standing around the burying ground. I didn't know I loved her until I let her down. Looked like 10,000 standing around the burying ground. You know I didn't know that I loved until I began to let her down. You know I didn't feel so bad till the good Lord's sun went down. I didn't have a soul to throw my arms around. I didn't feel so bad until the good Lord's sun went down. I said I didn't have a soul to throw my arms around. You know it's so hard to doubt someone don't love you. Don't look like a satisfaction. Don't care what you do. It's so hard to love someone that don't love you. You know, don't look at his satisfaction. Don't care what you do. You know, love, how to fall, make you do things you don't want to do. Love sometimes leave you feeling sad and blue. Love hard on fun, make you do things you don't want to do. Love sometimes leave you feeling sad and blue.
I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter. I'm gonna mail it straight to you. I'm gonna bring back to your mind what you said about always being true, and how every time when I got turned on, you turned me off and bring me down. It'll be about the darkest news that ever arrived in your hometown. It'll be about the saddest thing your mailman ever did bring around. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter, send it special delivery. It's gonna be full of facts that are only known to you and me, about our secret hiding places being daily satisfied. I can see you sitting and reading it while you hang your head and cry. I just hope you're not so sorry that you end up suicide. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter. I'm gonna tell you one more time that you still can reconsider and go back to being mine. If you think about my offer, it'll be hard to refuse. Just be sure you think a long time on the answer that you choose. It will be a most important piece of personal private news. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter.
Mm-hmm. You heard the Highwaymen with the City of New Orleans, you know, train with sacks of mail. I don't think I have to tell you more about the Highwaymen. Then, champion Jack Dupree with Postman Blues. He was a New Orleans blues and boogie-woogie piano player. His father was from the Belgian Congo, and his mother was part African-American and Cherokee. Taught himself to play piano. He played mostly in barrel houses and other drinking establishments. Had a life full of traveling, living in Chicago. Worked as a cook in Detroit after Joe Louis encouraged him to become a boxer. He fought about 107, winning Golden Gloves and other championships and picking up the nickname Champion Jack, which he used for the rest of his life. After that, Son House, American Delta blues singer and guitarist, noted for his highly emotional style of singing and slide guitar playing. He was quite hostile to secular music as a preacher, and for a few years he was also working as a church pastor, but he turned to blues performance at the age of 25, quickly developing a unique style with a rhythmic drive, vocal power, and emotional intensity of his preaching to the newly learned idiom. He seemed to have been quite a formative influence on Robert Johnson and Muddy Waters. In 1941 and 1942, House and the members of his band were recorded by Alan Lomax and John W. Work for the Library of Congress and Fisk University. The following year, he left for the Delta. He left the Delta for Rochester, New York, and he gave up music. And then after that, of course, Johnny Cash with "I'm Gonna Write a Tear-Stained Letter." This is a recording that's from an earlier album, not from the Americans' albums. What else can I say about the Postal Service? It's no joy to think about what's going on. It really just isn't. It's not a joy. And it certainly isn't. No, it's not. Yeah.
ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. Wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, need a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. She wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, here a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just don't put me a letter.
me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me, come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone, but you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the phone. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on. I told him I'm in no hurry, but if I broke her heart, then won't you tell her I'm sorry? And for once in my life I'm alone, and I gotta let her know just in time before I go. Now I'm crying, but deep down inside, well, I did it to him. Now it's my turn to die.